Այս Նյու-Ջորսիի հայկական ռադիոժամն է 89.5 FM-ի վրա, պատրաստ ենք մեր այսօր վայդակրով։ Այսօր մի քիչ եթե դժվարությամբ մատնվինք, բաջարները մին այն է, որ երդասարդ ուժմը գմարզվի գոր, և այսօր Սերջը մեզ հետ չէ, ամբես որ այս բադահաձե 47 դարիներ ընթացքին, երբ գմարզենք երդասարդմը, ծվոմը ժամանակ կարն է, ծվոմը համբերություն գուզե, և ծվոմը գճանակ հաղթել ամեն տեսակի դժվարություններ։ Պատրաստ ենք, ինչպես ասի, մեր հայտակրով, որ լեցուն է երկու նվակով, հարցազրույցներով, և նաև այսօր ունենք մեզ գմիանա Նորա Ջանիկյանը ստուդիոյի մեջ և Միրան Մալջյանը։ Ինչպես ամեն գերագի, ձեզ գմիանանք, դուք մեզ գմիանանք և երկու ժամնոց հայտակիր մնի, որ գվայլենք ժամ երկու կեն չորսի միջև, ամբես որ գուսանք մերետը գարողանակ մնալ միջև ժամը չորս վայլելու այդ բոլորը, որ պատրաստած ենք ձեզ համար։ Այսօր դա կրկրական էր համալսարան երբ եկա, և կարևորը շեշտելը այն, որ համալսարանը ծվոմը ետ գյանքի գանցնի գոր, այսինքն ամարնային շրջանը վերջացավ, այստեղի տեսարանը իսկապես եզակի է, ադիմաստով, որ հազարավոր, անգեղ զորենցեմ, հազարավոր աշակերտներ դաշտի մեջ կգտնվին, և իրենց վաղը առաջին օրը բիդելա, ամբես որ իրենց freshman orientation-ը դեղի գունենա գոր, ամբես որ բիդի ծվոմը ador masinar khosink with me is Mira Maljan. Miran, as you can guess, I was talking about the freshman orientation. Just kind of maybe you're in a better position to tell us what's happening outside.
Yes, the freshmen moved in a couple of days ago, and they had an orientation week probably the same as I did, where, you know, it's just them, the upperclassmen are out the campus, so they have the whole campus to themselves. They get to just see what the life is like. They get to talk to alumni, and they get to see all the events and everything. And I remember last night, they were still doing events. They had, like, some bubble game, everything. I just remember I was seeing a mess all over the place. All I saw was food in the middle, so I just took a couple bites and I walked away. But it looks like they're really enjoying their stay here. And, you know, they're having their freshman dorms. They're still moving in, some of them. But they moved in earlier this past week, including myself, just yesterday. Upperclassmen moved in. And, you know, everyone's on campus and we're getting about. School starts tomorrow.
Մեր այսօր այդակիրը գնիվերենք մեր պոլոր ուսանողներուն, մաղթելով, որ իրենց դարինը լա արդյունապեր և հաչող, ամբես որ լսենք հաչորդ երկը, we'll move to another song and then we will have the English introduction and then go to the news.
Good afternoon. Your dial is set on 89.5 FM, the radio station of Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey, and you are tuned into the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We broadcast on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. and bring you Armenian songs and music along with news, views, interviews, and community announcements. Tomorrow is the first day of the fall semester 2025 at Seton Hall University. Today sees so many more students on campus. Summer is almost over, unfortunately, and a new year is beginning. We dedicate our program to all students, wishing them a great semester. Also, Serge Panosyan is not with us today. He is enjoying a much-deserved, restful weekend, and we wish him an enjoyable time out. Also, we welcome Hagop Deshoyan, who is back in New Jersey from Armenia. Hopefully, Hagop will be with us next Sunday. I am Nora, and I thank you for joining us, and I ask you to not touch the dial and enjoy the program until 4 p.m.
you're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We'll very soon be moving to the news in English as soon as we get a signal from Miran, who is working very, very hard to overcome some technical problems. And as usual, we are very, very happy to see old-timers. Not really old-timers, but Nora is with us. Nora, we are so excited to see you here. How is everything gone this summer?
Honestly, can't complain. It's been quite a summer. First summer out of college, spending time at the beach. I just went to the Jersey Shore yesterday. I got another tan on top of my tan that I've been working on all summer. I don't know how I do it. I fall asleep on the beach and then I wake up and I'm burnt.
All these problems you have to overcome, Nora, it's really amazing. We are very happy for you because we definitely know you are happy. You sound very, very happy.
Yeah.
And I think Miran is giving me the signal that we are ready for the news. Ajim Gatzdink Lurerun, Vodrastadze Haig Kempelian.
Florence Bakian. Haretsi Sireli Muntirner, Sturegan Ergatsin and Shaptava Ushakra Lurera. Այսօր ծայնագրությունը նախապես պատրաստված է շաբաթ օգոստոս 23-ին New Jersey Image. Երգորիա այցելությամբ Հայաստան այցելեց Իրանի նախագահ Մասուդ Պեժիշկյան։ Երևանի մեջ Հայաստանի վարչապետ Նիկոլ Փաշինյանի հետ նեղ և ընդլայնված գազմով բանակցություններ են իդ Իրանի նախագահը հայտարարեց շեշտելով Իրանի թիրքորոշումը սահմաններու անփոփոխության մասին է։ Եվ գարձենք, թե այդ փոփոխությունը աշխարհակահայական մրցակցության պատճառ գտնա դառնալ։ Հայաստանի տարածքային ամբողջականության պաշտպանությունը Իրանի քաղաքականությունն է, և տարածաշրջանի մեջ ոևէ ուժի գերագումին թեմյան հայտարարեց Պեժիշկյան, և ողջունեց խաղաղության շուրջ Հայաստանի և Ադրբեջանի բանակցությունները։ Փաշինյան հայտնեց, որ ինք Պեժիշկյանի հետ քննարկած է Վաշինգտոնի 8 օգոստոսի համաձայնագրին մանրամասնությունները, թիդել դալով, որ անիգա տարածաշրջանի զարգացման համար հերանգարներ պիտի փանա, որ նաև քննարկված են տարածաշրջանային խաղաղության և ճամփաներու ապաշրջապակման հարցերը։ Փաշինյան հաստատեց, որ Հայաստանի վերագրության պաշտոնական այցելության ձիրին մեջ Հայաստանի ու Իրանի միջև զանազան փաստաթուղթեր ստորագրվեցան զանազան ոլորտներու մեջ համագործակցությունը զարգացնելու վերաբերյալ։ Փոխհատարություններու աջող ծավալը նկատի ունենալով կողմերը համաձայնեցավ Իրան-Հայաստան սահմանին երկրորդ կամուրջը կառուցել։ Իրանի ու Հայաստանի ղեկավարները նաև ստորագրեցին միացյալ հայտարարությունը, որուն մեջ Երևանի ու Տեհրանի գործընկալությունը ռազմավարական դարձնելու մտադրություն են, բացի անդադարած կգադարվի դնդեսական և արևդրական գաբերու զարգացման։ Ֆրանսիայի նախագահ Էմանուել Մակրոն իր թուրք պաշտոնակիցին Էրդողանի հետ հերացանի զրույցի ընթացքին քննարկեց միջազգային օրագարկի զանազան հարցեր, որոնց կարգին Հայաստանի և Ադրբեջանի միջև հանդիպումը, Ռուսիա, Ուկրաինա հագամարտությունը և միջին արևելքի իրավիճակը։ Վերոնշյալ զրույցին մասին Մակրոն գրած է X-ի իր էջին վրա։ Հայաստանի և Ադրբեջանի միջև բանակցություններու բարունագին մեջ Մակրոն կարևոր նկատեց սահմաններու վերապացումը։ Կողմերը նաև խստորեն դատապարտեցին Իսրայելի կառավարության վերջին որոշումները Գազայի վրա հարձակելու և արևմտյան ափին նոր բնակավայրեր կառուցելու գծով, որոնք կհագասեն խաղաղության ճանկերուն, ասաց Մակրոն։ Ըստ լրատվական աղբյուրներու Անկարա սկսած է երկաթուղակիցը կառուցելու ձայն միացնելու համար Զանգեզուրի միջանցքին։ Հայաստանի կառավարությունը հայտարարած է, որ Հայաստանի տարածքին մեջ գրնան գործել և իրականացվի միայն այնպիսի ենթակառուցային ծրագիրներ, որոնք առաջարկված, ընդունված կամ հաստատված են Հայաստանի կառավարության կողմը։ Երևանի քրեական թատարանը 21 օգոստոսին որոշեց հավելյալ 3 ամսով երկարացկել Բագրատ արքիեպիսկոպոս Գալստյանի, երեսփոխան Արթուր Սարգսյանի ու Արման Իսրայելյանի փանդարգությունը։ Ռուսահայ տենիսիստ Գարեն Խաչանով պաշտոնապես վերադարձավ տենիսիստներու վարգանշային ցանգի լավագույն դասնյակ։ 2023-ի նոյեմբերին ի վեր ան առաջին անգամ դարձավ ուժեղագույններեն մին։ Սույն լուրերը կաղեց և ներգայացուց Հայկ Քյուփելյան, ցտեսություն։
Լավագույն տղերքը հեռանում է Օտարապերում բախտվորոնում Սիրելի կանայք թողնում գնում է Ուրիշների մեջ են մեզ փնտրում Ամենալավ երկը լռությունն է Երկու զույգ աչքեր մթության մեջ Իսկ սարսափելին հիշողությունն է Որ հետո թերթում ես էջառեջ Ու փչում է քամին ուշադրության Ու ջնջում ամեն ինչ Ու պոկում է անցյալը ու ներկան իմ կյանքի էջերից Ես գիտեմ ինչ բան է ժամանակը Ամեն ինչ հոսում է փոփոխվում Կյանքի ուղեգրով շարժվող գնացքը Վերջին կանգառին է մոտենում Ես այս աշխարհի խենթ սիրահարն եմ Ունեմ ընկերներ ինձնից խելառ Բոլորի համար ես աղոթում եմ Ու երգում երգեր նրանց համար Ես երգում եմ երգեր այն ժամանակ Երբ արևն է իջնում Երբ մնում եմ ազատ ու միայնակ իմ սարկած զնդանում Ես ունեմ թաքուն իմ երջանկությունը Թող նախանձ մարդիկ աչքով չտան Դա իմ ապրելու մեծ ցանկությունն է Որ պիտի երգեմ քանի դեռ կամ Ես ունեմ մի կին, որն ինձ սիրում է Նա ունի մի սիրտ ոսկուց էլ թանկ Մենք ունենք փոքրիկ, որն արդեն խոսում է Ու տալիս հարցեր թարսու շիտակ Նա տալիս է հարցեր թարսու շիտակ Հարցեր ամեն տեսակ, հարցեր շատ արյունակ Ես փորձում եմ գտնել պատասխաններ ու ստանում նոր հարցեր Իմ գլխում ամեն ինչ խառնվել է Ես ինքս ունեմ այնքան հարցեր Եվ այդ հարցերի անվերջ շարանը Ինձ ստիպում է նոր երգեր երգել Ես գիտեմ, որ երգը նաև աղոթք է Եվ ինչ որ չափով մխիթարանք Դա երջանկության հավերժ պատրանքն է Մեզ հետ ապրում դառնում է կյանք ու փչում է քամին ու նայնության ու ջնջում ամեն ինչ ու պոկում է անցյալը ու ներկան իմ կյանքի Eceri.
You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We hope you have enjoyed the first portion of the program. I'm sure you there's a lot more coming up, and there will be a lot of interesting news we'll be disseminating. And we have with us Nora Jenny again. Nora, when was the last time you were with us?
I honestly don't know. I think it's been a few months at this point. I don't think I've been here for the summer, so that's a nice
change. Now we know where you were at the beach, but you know, we do our share. And as we had said, Serge is not here with us, and we have pushed Miran into the swimming pool, and it's amazing how he can swim. I think one of the better ways to train our volunteers is to just push them into the water.
Yep, that's how we all learn. Just got to push us in and then hope that we
learn. That's a really, really creative way. So if the idea is to give responsibilities to the new generation and see how they will fumble and they'll mumble and they will mess it up, but they will, next time it will be much, much better. So it's really, really exciting. And as we were discussing, there's so much happening in the community.
Yeah, and I was reading the radio newsletter to find all this information because I wasn't aware of all these things that were happening. So you were telling me before that we have a new Armenian ambassador, Narek Megardichyan, in Washington. Can you tell me a little bit about him?
You read the newspaper?
Maybe.
That's really, you know, there are many people who really depend on news, and I don't know what other sources they have, but people are relying on the Armenian Radio Hour newsletter, which comes out every Friday. And it's a lot of work. And yes, we do have an Armenian ambassador. His name is Narek Megardichyan. And the one he's replacing is Lilit Makuns, Ambassador Lilit Makuns, who was here for some 4 years or so. And you know, there's a change. The government changes these. There's a rotation basis.
Yeah, do you know how long they're usually in that spot for?
I think it is for 4 years.
4 years.
Which is very, very healthy because many institutions, even the radio, has a director for 47 years. That's unheard of. It's unacceptable. We should change it. I am pro.
Well, unfortunately, you are the most qualified for this position, so I will not complain. You don't need an impeachment.
Nora, you're the best. But we are really excited for the new ambassador. We wish him well. And if he decides that he would like to address the community one day and like to invite us to have a Zoom interview with him, we'd definitely love to see that. And such is life. We will do whatever we can to move ahead with a new community.
Now, also, I was looking, and apparently Serge Tankian, I don't know if you know his name, but he was very popular in the band System of a Down. I never listened to their music, but a lot of people that I knew did, not even that ones were Armenian, but their main singer, Serge Tankian, is a very popular Armenian, and he's selling some art. He's at the Short Hills Mall today selling some art.
Selling? You know, I'm looking at you, and all I'm thinking about is the first day you came to the radio. I'm thinking of the letter you wrote to me years ago saying, my name is Nora Janikian Blah. And I thought you were a senior in high school or college.
I had to have that email proofread by both of them.
It was very, very
before cute. It was sent.
And all I'm trying to say is you have come a long, long way, Nora. And thank you for bringing it up. Again, we did alert the community that Serge Tankian is at the Short Hills Mall, which is like 10 minutes away from here. And there's a lot of excitement at the mall.
Whether you're a fan of art or you just love System of a Down, anybody can come.
Absolutely.
Pick up some art.
And the paintings are, you saw some pictures, how you were describing.
Yeah, they were very eye-catching. They're pops of color. One of them was just like a bunch of colors like splashed onto the canvas. Beautiful, beautiful art. And just says truth.
That's
like, what do you make of that?
What do you make of it? You know, everybody has a different interpretation. You look at the same art, everybody comes up with a different interpretation. But Serge Tankian married an Armenian young lady from Armenia. And if I'm not wrong, I think he's settled in Armenia. And he's very, very active, be it in politics, be it social welfare of the people, etc. So he's really doing a lot for Armenia, and we're very proud of him. We also are discovering he's an artist, he's a poet, he's a singer. Multi-talented individual, and most of us know him and Odar's Doim system went down, and it was a big thing. Years ago, we had an interview with Serge Tankian, and you should have seen the excitement of the students at the whole W.
I mean, that's their station. Oh, this is their whole station. Hard rock.
Oh, my God. They were so... You know Serge Tankian. You know... And they were like all...
He's Armenian.
Yeah, he's Armenian, yeah. But we wish him well, and we hope he has a successful art program.
Կյանքում հրաշք չի լինում, ասում են իրական երաս չի լինում, բայց դու կաս, ես գիտեմ, իմ քնքուշ երաս, կանչում եմ, սպասում եմ, արդյոք պիտի գաս, ասում են, թե կյանքում հրաշք չի լինում, ասում են իրական երաս չի լինում, բայց դու կաս, ես գիտեմ, իմ քնքուշ երաս, Կանչում եմ, սպասում եմ, արդյոք պիտի գաս Ուրես, ուրես ճանաս, արի շուտարի Արի կարոտել եմ, ինձ մի չարչարի Առանց չեզ օրերս, թվում են տարի Կյանքսել ուզես կտամ, մենակ տարի Սիրելի, սիրելի, աննման աղջիկ, ինքն քուշ, ինք փոքրիկ, հոտավետ ծաղիկ, ուր գնաս, ուր լինես, հիշիր, որ կյանքում, կամ եկա, որ կյանքից շատ է քեզ սիրում, ուրես, ուրես ճանս, արի շուտ արի, արի կարոտել եմ, ինձ մի չարչարի, առանց քեզ օրերս, թվում են տարի, կյանքսել ուզես կտամ, մենակ թե արիքնի, ուրես, ուրես ճանս, արի շուտ արի, արի կարոտել եմ, ինձ մի չարչարի, առանց քեզ օրերս, թվում են տարի, կյանքսել ուզես կտամ,
to the Armenian News in English, brought to us by Florence Avakian.
My news report for Sunday, August 24th, 2025, begins with an Azuzutun news report that at the same time that Azeri continues a great military buildup, the Pashinyan government in Armenia has announced plans to stop significant annual increases in its military defense expenditures. Armenia's defense budget for 2025 is set for $1.7 billion, up from 20% from 2024, which is one-fifth of Armenia's state budget. A total of Azerbaijan will spend about $5 billion on defense in 2025. Pashinyan said that Armenia's 2026 state defense budget will probably have no substantial increase on defense expenditures or no increase at all. On Thursday, Aliyev reportedly and implicitly warned of the possibility of military action on Armenia and continues to reinforce Azerbaijan's armed forces, receiving more than 80% of its military armaments from Israel that have been used against Armenia. Aliyev made this announcement after the Trump peace deal that was signed by Pashinyan and Aliyev at the White House on August 8th. On Thursday, Aliyev said, quote, "If anyone's sick mind thinks of provoking Azerbaijan, they will regret it again and again," repeatedly describing Armenia as an enemy. Akbar's news reports that Turkey broke ground on Friday on a railway connection from the northeastern Kars province to Nakhichevan, in what a Turkish official called a link to the so-called Zangezur corridor. This is despite assurances from Armenia that a 27-mile stretch of road that it agreed to lease to the United States would operate fully under Armenian laws. Azazitun reports that Karabakh's exiled leadership has appealed to the countries that were involved in the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, called the OSCE, and they want to stop Armenia's and Azerbaijan's joint efforts to get rid of this Minsk OSCE group, which was created in 1992 to help solve the Armenian-Azerbaijani conflict. President Trump, in his August 8th meeting with Pashinyan and Aliyev, announced that the OSCE Minsk group would be outlawed. The Karabakh leadership said that outlawing this Minsk group would legitimize the ethnic cleansing carried out by Azerbaijan in Karabakh that took place in September 2023. And in this offensive, Azerbaijan took full control of Nagorno-Karabakh and forced 120,000 Armenians out of their Artsakh homeland. TVP reports that about 100 protesters, also joined by Prime Minister Pashinyan, gathered outside a Russian military base in Gumri on Saturday. They want this base to close its base in Armenia. A counter-protest that took place at the same time with members of the Mother Armenia movement saying that the Russian base in Armenia ensures the independence and security of Armenia also took place. This Russian 102nd military base in Gumri has been in the northern Armenian city since 1995 and has about 3,000 Russian troops. A magnitude 3.2 earthquake has hit the Armenian-Azeri border zone on Friday. It was in the south Noyanperyan town, and no other details were given. Azerbaijan reports that the Armenian government has hired and will pay a United States law firm $3.2 million to represent it during hearings on whether it is lawful for Armenia to seize the Armenian National Electrical Utility, which is owned by Samuel Karapetyan. Karapetyan has been jailed because he is a critic of Pashinyan against his campaign against Etmiadzin and Katholikos Karakin II, who has also criticized Pashinyan. Prominent clergy and civilian leaders are more and more being jailed because they have called for new leadership in Armenia. This is Florence Avakian in a pre-recorded report on Saturday night from New York for the Armenian radio program.
listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. Once again, I'm surrounded by Mira Maljan, who is almost getting to be a certified engineer after today's program. He is doing an amazing job. Serge usually does most of the work, and Serge trained Miran, but today Miran is almost alone, and congratulations, Miran.
Thank you very much.
Also joining me is Nora Janikian, who has just blossomed into a very amazing young lady, and it is always a pleasure to see Nora.
Aw, thanks for that.
It is really our pleasure. It's always nice to see good people and old-time volunteers of the radio. And what we decided to do in this segment is talk about Mount Ararat. And before I babble more about Mount Ararat, let me start with Miran. Miran, what do you think of when you hear Mount Ararat?
Well, I would have to say it was kind of the birthplace of Armenia. Uh-huh. You know, Manoah landed his ark. He landed on Mount Ararat. And, you know, you wonder why Hayastan is called Hayastan. It's named after Haik. And Haik, he was known as being the grandson of Noah. And so Mount Ararat was quite literally where the Armenians started their lineage. Right? Well, that's the myth. This, you know, I don't know if Haik was really the grandson of, the Haik, the first Armenian, was really the grandson of Noah. But I remember my great aunt was telling me a funny story. Is like, oh, the Armenians were there. The Armenians were the only ones that survived the flood. Like, once Noah landed his ark, all the Armenians climbed up the mountain to greet Noah. I was like, God, that's not true.
Okay. Nora, what do you think when you hear the word Mount Ararat?
I see a symbol of prosperity of all the Armenians. You know, when I went to Hayastan last summer, on my way to my internship, every single day I would see Hayastan, I would see the Mount Ararat in the distance, and like slowly it became more cloudy every single day, so it started to fade away. But in the beginning of the trip, it was every day I saw it, and I just thought, wow, I am so lucky to be able to see this beautiful mountain in the distance.
And it's not every time that we can see Ararat. Some people go to Armenia for the whole a week or two, and they never have a chance to see Ararat. Did you see it clearly one day, Amira?
Yeah, I didn't see it this last... I visited Armenia a second time last summer, but I saw it... I didn't see it last the summer, you know, when I my second time going, but I remember seeing it when I was... My first time going, when I was in sixth grade. My whole family went for a whole month to Armenia, and I was part of this program called the TUMO.
Yeah.
And there's like this TUMO center, and they brought us on these bunch of field trips, and they were amazing. But you know, because I was like, you know, I was bistik and I was little, well, on these long trips on the buses, I was always sleeping. And I remember I just woke up one day, we're in the middle of like just the countryside. I look at my right, I look at my left, it's just the grass. And I look straight ahead, and it's like a huge mountain. I was like, oh, that must be Mount Ararat. I see it, pictures left and right. I was like, this is it.
You didn't even know until you're looking at it. Yeah. Like, wow, I'm actually looking at Ararat right now.
Yeah, I was a small little child. I just didn't even know anything. I just looked up and I saw it.
Definitely it's a national symbol, and every Armenian knows about the mountain.
I'm going to pass this off to you. What do you think whenever you see Ararat?
Whenever I talk about Ararat, I think of a story, a very simple, a very interesting story of a little boy in France. So the teacher had a lesson about Ararat and asked the kids to draw Mount Ararat. Every single kid drew Two Peak Mountain, Pokor Masis, Mez Masis. But one kid showed a paper, and on the paper there was a Mount Ararat, but lying on a trailer with 16 wheels. So they called the guy and says, whatever his name was, Vartan, what is this all about? He says, well, Ararat now is not in Armenia, but I am going to make sure that I'm going to get a long trailer and pull it onto the Armenian side. That's a cute story. It's better than Noah's Ark. We all know about Noah's Ark and Haik and all these. This is really current information. You don't like the story, Noah.
That's sad.
But it's a cute story.
It's a cute story.
You know, one very important thing to understand is Ararat now is in Turkey, but has always been within the spiritual boundaries of the Armenian nation. Because Ararat is Ararat, you know. Mm-hmm. We are the Araratian people, they call us. So, and the reason I brought this up is because we have a song by Arto Tuntpoyagian. Don't pronounce it, you don't have to pronounce it. But he is from the Armenian Navy Band.
Armenian Navy? Is that what I hear?
Armenian?
I don't think Hayasan has a Navy, do they?
Armenian Navy Band. Do some homework. Armenian Navy Band.
Is it the Navy like they put ships on Lake Sevan and...
Okay, don't push it.
Like a submarine underneath.
You know, Artur Tulpoyajan was in Armenia for 5 years at one point in his life. He originally was born in Turkey. And when he spent that 5 years, it was time to leave Armenia. And the very last day, he sat in front of the mountain on the Armenian side, and he started singing. He wrote a few words, and he started singing, dedicated the song to Mount Ararat. I happened to have some of the words translated into English, and very soon we'll be hearing the music also. And the music itself is also original, but as he was talking to the mountain, he says, "You are beautiful, Keretsiges." Very distinct from the Armenian side. I don't know if Miran or Nora, have you ever seen our Ararat from the Turkish side?
No,
I've seen it once or twice, but it's nothing like from the Armenian side, mm-hmm. honestly.
Not true.
He says, "Now I understand what you mean for the Armenian nation. Your name is in my heart. I have been looking at you for 5 years. You appear differently each time of day. I don't want to go back, but I have to. Time has come, and I promise I'll be back. But my heart will not leave you." This is a song by Artur Tulpoyajan. He is the founder of Armenian Navy Band.
Arir darir inzijan, çemuzum veratan. adı Teyli Layle Lonucan, Le Lonucan, Heyli Layle Lonucan. Ahar arata, ahar arata, ahar arata, ahar arat. Adını yegav hasav, pajdı ve lukez mecan. Sırdovcem pajdı umyez, hostali zemkezi can. Your chain pies the wheel man can as it eili laile lonujan le lonujan eili laile lonujan akhararata 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 merin sirunararata
Kohanu, le sei, noruzere, arnastum, du kerkin kases, heranum.
listening to the Armenia Radio Hour of New Jersey on 89.5 FM. It's a beautiful Sunday, a very beautiful Sunday. We are enjoying it, and as we all know, the nights are even getting cooler lately in the 60s. So no more 90s, Nora. Do you like the hot weather or do you like the cooler weather?
I usually prefer the hot weather. Really? I'm not a big fall person. I'm telling you, when I was walking around and it went from 85 degrees down to 65, I got very upset.
Really?
Yeah, because now I can't wear any short-sleeve shirts. Now I have to wear my long-sleeve shirts, and I'm not really prepared for that yet because I know it's going to jump right back to 85 the next week.
You know,
it was a big change. I didn't like it.
Only to this day where I was talking to my wife, and both of us agreed that it's getting cooler at night. We can walk around because when it's hot or muggy and whatever, you cannot even go out in a healthy way, especially during the day. Anyway, so we are allowed to disagree, Nora.
Yeah.
We're still
okay.
Friends.
Yeah.
But the weather is changing. How about you, Miran? You can be the judge.
About the weather?
About the weather. Do you like it too much?
I'm liking it. So it's getting a little cooler. It wasn't as hot as it was, you know, about a month ago. It was blazing heat. And, you know, I like, if you left, like, any plastic outside or any rubber, start melting into the ground or whatever. But now it's cooling off.
I think that's...
But it's still summer. It's still summer until September 23rd.
Absolutely. But summer will be over, technically, next weekend when everybody gets to be very busy.
Yeah.
This weekend was kind of a quiet weekend, but next weekend is... And you see around you, the students are coming in and out. We haven't had that for the past 2 months.
It's getting very active. And, you know, people are meeting up with each other. We haven't seen each other for, like, months now. But, you know, because we all live all around the United States. But now that everyone's here, everyone's getting more active. Seeing people we haven't met for a while. Seeing people who are just coming in, who we know. And, you know, there's some people who are even transferring into Seton Hall. I had a high school friend who just transferred into Seton Hall this year. I'm meeting up with him. I met up with him yesterday. And, you know, it's just like, you know, reconnecting.
Beautiful.
You know,
it's a big school for the New Jersey people.
Yeah,
I know that
exactly.
When I was going to school, it was Seton Hall, Rutgers, it was the two, but everybody in New Jersey, they all come back to Seton Hall.
That's really beautiful. So we are enjoying the day, and life moves ahead. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's some bad things that are going on. I don't know if you've looked at the newsletter recently, but the wife of Prime Minister Nicole Pashinyan, Anna Hagopian, his wife, had a fake news article come out. They said $3.4 million of charitable dollars of the City of Smiles Foundation, which is supporting people of cancer and blood diseases. They said that she spent $3.4 million, and it later came out that it was a fake news article because people just love to.
How do you react to that? How would you? Forget about me. I will say nothing.
It's very common to bash these people that are high in, like, political or, you know, just influential positions, and they just get bashed in the media for these things, but a lot of them aren't true, and it's not right to have those out when they're just saying all these things that are not true about these people. And, you know, her husband was in the news recently, so now she's in the news, and it's not good.
You know, the best thing I heard about the fake news is when you read something and you're relatively intelligent, if you're half intelligent, you should also think, what am I reading and does it make sense? Now, for me, obviously, it's spelled fake news because $3.4 million of charitable funds. And obviously, people want to, you know, harm her, harm Pashinyan, harm anything they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the means to do it. It's very difficult to control the media. And a five-year-old could say anything he wants on the social media.
I mean, especially now, you can fit anything in the news.
Yeah,
it's very harsh with now that, like, social media and internet is so outspread. And literally anyone could give their opinion. You could be some nobody in the corner of the world. And, you know, and you could say something. And it could be a lie. And people will believe it. And it's that matter of, like, a rolling snowball that will just get bigger and bigger and gain more attention. And when it's these bigger people who roll the snowballs, it gets really big.
It's honestly made me, like, very skeptical about anything that I see on the internet because I never know what's true.
No matter what we do, it is around us. This is an era of AI we're living in. And, you know, every generation has a different toy, but nothing can replace common sense. And that's why we want educated people, people who can think clearly, and people who can come to some normal conclusions. Yeah.
So what can you tell us about what's going on with the peace between Azerbaijan and Armenia?
The peace treaty. Mira knows more about the peace treaty. All I can say about the... You know, we had a discussion, was it last Sunday? I forget, yeah. Life moves so fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I wasn't here to be part of that conversation,
well,
but now I can.
You know, we had... Yeah. Who was there with us? Rafi Krikorian was here.
Syracuse Mary Barchamian last Sunday, are you talking about?
Yeah, last Sunday, did we have a discussion about the peace...
Yeah, with Rafi Krikorian, yes.
And who else was there?
It's Rafi Krikorian,
Serge Panosian, Haik Kupelian.
Haik Kupelian, yes.
And Khorem Bezirjan was here.
No, that was two Sundays ago.
Two Sundays ago.
Yes, yes.
But whenever that was, what I said, the question of Zangezur came up, I said, and I was correct, that the Turkish government will waste not a single second. They will jump in and into the construction of the Zangezur corridor. And that, I think, is the latest that we could report, is that they are very aggressively building these highways to take care of the connection of that corridor, which will connect Nakhichevan to Azerbaijan or Turkey to Azerbaijan. So things are moving well. Nobody can predict the future. I don't like people who say I'm 100% about the future. These people I kind of ignore. We don't know, but there is work to be done, and hopefully we are in the right direction, and hopefully there will be enough ways to check whether we are in the right direction, and the big boys will make sure that we are in the right direction, and peace between not only Azerbaijan and Armenia, but also Georgia and Armenia, Georgia and Azerbaijan will be achieved. That's a beautiful part of the world. In fact, you would, after this song, I'm going to ask you, you said you've traveled a lot, and out of all the countries you've been, the one you like most is?
Armenia.
Hayastan. Miran, go for it. Give us two songs, and then we'll go and find out why it is Armenia. Hayastan.
Chem neranum, shabtumem kes mekhmochich akhir shat es gerets kanum yerp khandum es ins havatayis shemeranum shptumem kes mekhmochich akhir shat es gerets kanum yerp khandum es ins akhir shat es gerets kanum Yep khandu mesiz Yep khandu mesiz Yep khandu mes
Jersey. Whenever there is music here in the studio that we share with you, we also have a short break and we discuss life around us and we discuss what is happening, what has happened. Norris has exciting life. Miron is more exciting. Miron starts school tomorrow. He's really super ready for that. I'm sure you have no problems getting the straight A's, Miron, right?
Yes, it won't be a problem this year, hopefully.
Well, no, hopefully. There's no hope there. It's just, it's a hard work, but then and we wish you all the best. But, Nora, let me come back to you. You have traveled extensively in Europe, and then earlier today I asked you which is your favorite country, and you said, Armenia, Hayastan. Why Armenia? Tell us about why.
So, it's been a little while. I went last summer, but before that it had been when I was... quite a few years younger. It was about 10 years ago I went with my dance ensemble, Shushi.
Uh-huh.
We went to quite a few places around Armenia, but I was too young to understand why I was there. But as I got older, I started to have this connection to wanting to go to Armenia to fully get immersed in that culture because I had heard about it. Everyone who went to Armenia told me, oh, you got to go. It's such a great experience to be there. My sister went with Birthright the summer before I did, and she loved it so much. She didn't want to leave. She came home, and she was like, oh, like, the food was so good. The music was so good. I was like, oh, like, with I got to go now.
Armenia, she lived with a family, I guess.
Yeah, she lived with a host family for a month and a half.
In Yerevan or Gyumri or some other place?
I believe she was in Yerevan. Don't call me on that. But I believe it was Yerevan. She would FaceTime me just, like, walking around the streets, showing me all the dogs that would just be out, and I was like, oh, like, they're so cute, I just want to go. But it was such a different experience when I went, because I was with EGBU, the Global Leadership Program. It was a bunch of strangers. The only people that I really knew were people that I went to previous summer camps with, and Miran's sister, Samantha. And when I was there, we were all pretty much there for the first time. We were all about the same age, 20 to 25 years old, staying in the same housing unit. And we were all just getting this huge cultural, I guess you could call it like a culture shock, because everything had been so different. Most of us were from America, and just being in this different culture was so incredible. A few of us spoke Armenian, but when we were there, we were able to practice Armenian, and a lot of us haven't spoken Armenian in a very long time. So just being there surrounded by all these such warm people that you felt like you had this connection that you couldn't even explain. Nora, like, you felt like family around them.
Nora, the language, you touched on language. How do you handle the language?
Well, you know, I went to Armenian school for a large portion of my life, but I hadn't practiced at home for a while, so I'd say I'm about, like, intermediate speaking. I don't speak it a lot, but when I am able to speak it, I get so happy. I love talking in Armenian.
That's beautiful. But, you know, another thing I want to ask you, lately I was in Armenia for a wedding, and there seems to be so many weddings, destination weddings we call it, and destination Armenia. What do you think of these things?
I mean, I'm all for it. If you want to come to Armenia and get married, it's, you know, it's definitely an experience. I'd love to do that.
Miran.
Getting married in Etchmiadzin doesn't sound too bad.
I mean, I definitely have to agree. I think I would love a destination wedding. And one thing's for sure, I mean, you're in the motherland. That's one thing. But second, it's cheaper. I'll tell you, it's much cheaper. It's like the DJs, the music, the, like, hosting a room. It's definitely much cheaper there.
Much cheaper, much, very, very much cheaper. But it also gets to be a little bit expensive. But when we were there, there were three weddings, and we knew three families. And they were expecting us to stay there for the whole 2-3 months there to enjoy the wedding. I said, hey, maybe we just came for one wedding, enough is enough. And we just got out as fast as we could, and we went to Georgia, and from Georgia we came back home. But no matter where we go, it's always nice to be at the Newark airport, landing on the plane, saying, ah, baby, we're back home.
Yeah, that airport was the least fun part. Spartanots airport, thank you.
Why?
Just waiting in those lines.
Oh, well, yeah.
All those people that I guess haven't been to Armenia ever, and they're just like cutting through, and I'm like, it's not good. It's like 12 a.m. We're all tired. We just want to go back to our hotel.
Miran, I'm going to ask you to dedicate the next song to Serge and his family, but what would you like to tell Serge?
Serge, thank you for being my teacher. And, you know, right now I'm, like, stuck in the middle of the deep end, and I had to, like, scramble, throw my arms all over the place, but you really helped me, like, figure things out. And we actually did have a little problem here, but I remembered, like, we had that problem before with the buttons, and, you know, I was just recalling these things and watching, and it's through observing that I truly learned. So thank you, Serge. I hope you have a great time.
Nora, you know Serge, you know his family. What would you like to tell him?
I hope you're having a very fun vacation. We miss you, and we will see you very soon. I will see you very soon. Hopefully, I'll be back to the radio station again.
Very, very soon.
We miss you, but we need you.
I really think Serge knows how much we appreciate
you. Yeah, he's the DJ pro. He knows this.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for teaching Miran all these tricks here. He's doing fine. And the next one goes to Serge and his family.
ժպտացո հոգու մութ չի գալու, հերավոր մենավոր ու մեղավոր հոգի լույս չի տալու, կամ մի լավ միջոտ խենց տեղամ միջոտ այս ամեն ինչից դուրս գալու, կա հարմար արիտ կամ առանց արիտ վեր կենան գնան պարելու, դեր կծրգի ստուր եկը սրտիտ հեյ պարոտ պարիլու, անկաշկա կեպանողին գև չի պակսելու, հեյ պարև բարին գտա հաստան, դեր կծրգի ստուր եկը սրտիտ հեյ պարոտ պարիլու, անկաշկա կեպանողին գև չի պակսելու, հեյ պարև բարին գտա հաստան.
Սիրուն քեզ համար այն աղոթել որ գտնես սրտիդ սիրուն, բաժանվել են քանի օր բայց կարծես ինձ հետ ես միշտ, ես գիտեմ որ կարևորը չի կորում երբեք միշտ, հիշում եմ քեզ դեպի մտած խոսում ենք մեր ին քաղաքով, ինձ համար քուշի գտած փնտրում նոր զգես մեն քաղաքով, եւ հիշում եմ որ գտանք ուղեն սրտի ուզածի պես, դու այնակար ու ասացիր հապանայիր դե ինչ կասես, թե երբ օքրինչ սնկից վեր ես բարկանում եմ քեզ վրա, դու այնպես էիր ինձ նայում, որ ես դու տայ այդպես մնա, ու անցել են հին օրեր, իսկ նորերում դու էլ չկաս, չեմ հասկանում ոնց եմ ապրում, որ ինձ անկար չտա մնա, գուցե եկար որ ինձ ասես, թե կյանքը դու մել նվիրես, սկզբում կյանքիս դու քո արծրու, արդյոք նա վերդառնալ կուզես, քեզանից հետո երկնեմ քեզ իշելելի, քեզանից հետո լուստոտ եմ ու գիշերների, վարկյանները տարիներ են քեզանից հետո, քեզանից հետո ավելորդ է իմ հետոն, ու քեզանից հետո կարծես դա տարկ է իմ օքին, քեզանից հետո չկա էլ սիր չկա օքի, քեզանից հետո արևը ինչի տակացում, քեզանից հետո ինձ խելագար է դարձնում, ուր ես տխուր ես ռույց ես թե ուր ես, ում արստեն որ դա քեզանից գոնը կետ մին լուր, լուր ես ոսում ես Zures pasumets vorge tota pemko ufkan nosum kalomalo rokisan zain miki jubtum miki shtakhum mishon ke
që zeta me vërken mi kiq apru mi kiq me rrum dhe stezi ma të kezar se novemi gëllis kogjan kum gucemi servorin garces pa heles kosës ton të kun uin këtë që se lima cel si heles të atelen pajcari të esfortira cel u mora celes dumeran u ancelen i nërër nisk nërër um duel që gaz që mos kanon vond se ma prum orin zën kar që të mvënas guce e kar vorin zës e se kjan këtu mel në vires s'kës bun kjan kis du ko arcu arciok në vedar në guse s'ke zanice to jer kanem kezi sheleli u ke zanice to lusto të mu kishe neri varkja nere tari nenen ke zanice to ke zanice to avelor të ime ton u ke zanice to karces da targe imo ki u ke zanice to që ka e si që ka o ki Kezanice to areve ishi takat sun Kezanice to linë shrela kare darë nu
You are listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We are in our 47th year of service to the community. And we now go to the community announcements. I'd like to make one quick announcement that on September 7th, Ara Dinkjan will be our guest, and all of the program will be music of his father, Onik Dinkjan. If you want us to read your nonprofit organization's announcements free of charge, kindly send us a few lines a couple of weeks in advance so we may serve you better. More details about the events we announce can be found in our Armenian Interests newsletter.
Հենց եկար իմ կյակ, ասացիր սիրտ իմ կեզ մոտ է միայն տակ, որ սիրտը լավ գիտի, ոնց կտես ճանապարհնես աղջիկը սրտի, դու ասացիր հոգիս, թող բռնեմ ձեռքը քո ու սեղմեմ ես կրծքից, նոր կյանք ես ինձ տա
Barak at St. Barton Cathedral, there will be a reception and performance by Armed Folk Group from Armenia, which will feature singers, dancers, and traditional musicians from the Mother See of Holy Etchmiadzins, Harry and Suzanne Tufayan Youth Center.
Mary Armenian Church of Livingston, New Jersey, has a new pastor, Father Voskun Hovanesyan, who will conduct his first Badarak at St. Mary on July 6, 2025. Father Voskun's official installation service will be held on September 12, 2025, officiated by His Grace Bishop Mesro Parsamian, Primate.
The seasons of picnics is coming up. Hovnanian School is having its picnic slash food festival on September 21st from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. There will be delicious food and fun for all. Music will be provided by DJ Berg.
On Thursday, September 25th at 7 p.m., the AGBU New York Special Events Committee and AGBU Arts is proud to present Samuel Irvinyan in concert at the Kauffman Music Center in New York City for a spectacular evening of music performed on violin and piano, featuring pianist Armen Martirosyan and dancers Edward Sarkisyan e Natella de Vitaskia.
On Saturday, October 4th at 7 p.m. at St. Barton Armenian Cathedral Complex, the Diocese of the Armenian Church presents From Jazzical Gomidas to Aznavour Classics with the National Chamber Orchestra of Armenia. Sipan Ola, conductor, and Hayrapi Yechikian, soprano. For more information, call 212-686-0710.
On October 5th, the AGA, the Armenian Jewelers Association of the East Coast, will celebrate their 25th anniversary at Seasons Catering in Washington Township, New Jersey. On that day, Mr. Berk Gokbek, a veteran member of the AGA, will be honored. Details to follow.
On Saturday, October 11th, 2025, at 7:15 p.m., Hoy Ser Musical Ensemble and Friends will present a concert to mark the 15th anniversary of Hoy Ser. This will be held at the Queen's Theater at Corona Park, New York. Donations are $50 and $65. For information, please call 845-548-5390.
On Saturday, October 25th, 2025, a gala benefiting the American University of Armenia will be held at the Yale Club in New York City. Details to follow.
The Homemen and Men of New Jersey will celebrate its 50th anniversary on November 1st, 2025. Details will follow.
The Armenian Heritage Cruise is scheduled for January 10th to 17th, 2026, departing from Miami with stops in Puerto Plata, San Juan, Ocean Cat, and more. Armenian entertainment will be plenty with singer Andre, Hamaskayin, 90 Dance Group, and more. For more information, check the Armenian Radio Letter newsletter.
Du hens yekar im kyak asas hir sirtem kez motemi aytak vor sirtat lav kiti. Ոնց կտես շանապարն ես աղջկա սրդի Դու ասես իր հոգիս Թող բրնեմ ձերքը կո ու սեղմեմ ես կարծքից Նոր կյանք ես ինձ տալու Կո գրկից ոչ մի օր հերու չեմ գնալու Սիրտ է իմ կապես իր կո սրդին լարերով Լարերով Պետք չեկավ սեր խոսել սեր պատմել բարերով, բարերով Քեզանով, որը իմ սկսվում է վերջանում Թե ոնց է սիրտը իմ առանց կեզ խեղջանում Սիրտը իմ կավեց իր խոսրդին լարերով, լարերով Ու էլ իմ սեր խոսել սեր պատմել բարերով, բարերով Քեզանով, որը իմ սկսվում է վերջանում Առանց կեզ խեղջանում Ես
լսեցի սրտիս Նոր աշխարհ կար արդեն հնարված երկուսից Ու ինձ էլ ինչ է պետք Որ կեսեմ թե գիշեր թե ցերեկս կես
You are listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. Last Sunday, we had Sarkis and Mary Bachramian take us out for pizza, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was sitting with them, and we had a good time talking and feasting over all the pizza and the food. And on September 14th, first, thank you, Sarkis and Mary Bachramian, if you're listening. I very much appreciate it. And we our next event with the pizza outing is on September 14th with the Gulyan family. We have Ruby Gulyan, Anush Gulyan, and Haig Gulyan. If you may remember, Haig Gulyan came to the radio, I think a couple months ago, talking about the event he hosted in New York City. And, you know, I must thank them for continuing this tradition and, you know, bringing the community together. You know, it's like we're folding pieces of paper, everyone's overlapping with each other, we're getting to know more people, more connections, and I thoroughly appreciate it. But what do you have to say about it, Vartan?
Well, this is how many months? This is the ninth, September will be ninth.
Yeah.
Ninth consecutive ninth. Monthly pizza yeah. outing. Mm-hmm. And we have lined up other people after the Gulyans, which we'll be announcing soon.
Yes.
But when you ever speak about Gulyan, we think of Herant Gulyan. He was a giant in the community. And we have fond memories of Herant Gulyan. And the family continues its active participation in the community. Obviously, we thank them for hosting the September 14th pizza outing. Thank you very much.
Yes. And thank you guys, anyone out there who's hosted for us before, who are listening, and also people who might be willing to help host us in the future. We look forward to continuing this tradition, and we thank the Gulyan family for continuing this.
Այս Նյու Ջերսիի հայկական ռադիոժամն է, այստեղ հայերեն օգուզեի մի քանի հայտարարություններն էլ, մեկը, որ այսօր ինձի համար շատ կարևոր օր մտարձավ, ադիմաստով, թե երդասարդ ուժեր ոչ միայն գմարզվին, այլ մարզված գսկանք, ձևով մը կարծես Միրան այսօր վգայգան գստանա, որտև իսկապես Սերջին կատարած գործը լի ու լի կատարեց, պետք է ասենք, որ շատ քիչ դգար կայլերով հաղթեցինք այսօր վայի դակիրը եւ ներգաղացուցիք ձեզ լավագույն ծովամբեսոր անգերց գշնորավորենք Միրան Մալջանին ավելորդ ասելս որ նորա ջանիկյանին ցայնը լսելով երդասարդ նայրյան աղջիկներու ցայնը որ բաժնեցինք ձեզ հետ նորային արշատ շնորակալենք որ այսօր մաստակցիցավ եւ խոստացավ եւ որ գարելի է բիդիկա այլ հայդարարությումը գա այստեղը եւ ինձի նորենասիգա առաջին անգամն որ գա հայդարարվի նշանավոր ամերիկացի նգարիչ մգա գազեմ անունը Sutherland է եւ այս անձը մոտ 280 նգարներ նգարած է բաստարներ 3 ոտքով 4 ոտքի վրա portraits-ներ եւ 280 անձերը որ նգարած է աշխարհահռչակ անձեր են լավ քաչ անձեր եղած են ամերիկյան պատմության եւ մարդկության պատմության մեջ այդպես կբադահի որ այս 280 անձերու մեջ հայ մգա անունը թշպախտապար շադերդ բիդի չի գիտնակ գան մարդիկ հավանապար լսած են մասին անունը Դեյվիդ Բարսամյան է Դեյվիդ Բարսամյան այս օրերս Դեյվիդը 80 տարեկան գլա բայց դարետարձը չէ կարևորը այլ իր մասնակցությունը իր ներգայությունը այս 280 բաստարներու մեջ հիմա Սիտոն համասարանը օկտոբեր հոկտեմբեր 8-ին ցուցադրություն բիդի ունենա բավական մեծ աշխատանք մնա որ գդարվի հոկտեմբեր 8-ին այս 280 նգարներեն բաստարներեն 50 հատը պիտի ներգացվի Սիտոն համալսարանի մեջ գալերի մգա այստեղը տանկարան գա այստեղը այդեղը պիտի հյուրասյուրությամբ ներգացվի այս աշխատանքին ուրեմն ինչ է հաջորդը այդ ցուցադրությունը պիտի ներգա կդվի համալսարանի շենքի մեջ հոկտեմբեր 8-ին միջև հոկտեմբեր 31 ուրեմն հոկտեմբեր 8-ին միջև 31 մեզ մեկը խնդրվի տվագամը որոշենք ուլ ավելի լայն ծվով բադվի Դեյվիդ Բարսամյանը հայկաղութի գողմի այս բոլորը ծվով գլուխիս պատվեցավ որովհետև համասարանար գապ չունի մասնավոր զորավոր կաղութի հետ Ուրեմն մեզ մեխ ներվեցավ քիչմա աշխատանքի մասնակցել, որ պատրաստենք եպի դենենք լավակույնիս։ Բայց թեև դագավին բաշտոնական հայդարարությունը չէ, ղազուզի հայերենով կոնե արդահայդել այս, եւ ասել թե կաուտի օգնության պետքություն ենք, եւ չեմ խոսի գոր այստեղ նյութական օգնություն, այլ կաուտի մասնակցությունը։ Եթե նյութականի հարցը լա, ծեվո մցեզի արգսենք, բայց ներգայիս կաղութի մասնակցությունը այդ թվականի, որ հայդարարվի, պիտ ուրախանանք տեսնալ։ Նորեն գսեմ այս առաջին անգամ բիդելա, առաջին անգամը համալսարանի 150 տարվա պատմության մեջ, որ հայ կաղութի գոմե ներգայությունը պիտի ստանա համալսարանը, եւ պիտի վայելենք ցուցադրությունը, իհարկանք հսկայիմը, որուն անունն է Դեյվիդ Բարսամյան։ Ես այստեղ չունիմ բոլոր դերեկությունները Դեյվիդ Բարսամյանի։ Միան բի դսեմ այստեղը 80 տարեկան է, հայերենը բավական զորավոր է, հայերենիկի մեջ մեծած է, ծնողները եկան վերաբրող սերունդ չարտեն, և ինքը ստեղծած է alternative radio սված գազմագերբությունը, որ աշխարհ կսպրե լուրերը, լուրեր, որ ոչ կգարավարվին 4 ընկերությունները, որ կգարավարեն Միդյան Ամերիկայի մեջ։ Բայկարը Դեյվիդ Բարսամյանի եղած է հաղթել, բայկարիլ այդ այսօրվա 4 մեծ Միդյան ընկերություններ, որոնց հրամանով է, որ գլսենք, ինչ կլսենք, գտիդենք, ինչ գտիդենք, տելևիզիոնի և ռադիոյի վրա։ մեծ բայկարմն է և Դեյվիդ բավական նախտանակ գադարած է և այդ համար է գբադվվի այս 280 հսկաներու կողքին։ Շատ ավելի մատանաստություններ բիդի դանք ցեզի Եվ մենք իմանանք նայենք ինչպես կընթանա, ես գհավատամ, որ լավ կայլ մնե, ուր առիթմ ունինք ներգայությումը հայտնել համալսարանի մեջ, նորեն շեշտելով, որ այս առաջին անգամն է հայկաղուտը պիտի ոտք ցկե համալսարանի թռների մեջ, սիտնոլ համալսարանի թռների մեջ. Այս հաջորդ երկը, այստեղ պատրաստած երկը վստահ չէի, բայց այս երկը նվիրենք մեր բոլոր ընկերներուն, հաջելի երկն է, և նամանաման այս երկը, այս բարգամա, այստեղ ես արդ շվարեցա միրով է, այս երկը նվիրենք մեր բոլոր ընկերներուն լավակու մախտանքներով, և ինչու չէ, եւ պետք է լա գիտենք մեզ զորավի կգանքնիկ, այդպես եղած է մեր պատմությունը, և այդպես կշարնակե մեր պատմությունը. Այս երկը նամանավանդ Մանուշակյան ընտանիքի գնդերի.
Այս լույսերը քով արվում են, ավազները
listening to the Armenian Radio of New Jersey. Last Sunday, we had some information about the blessing of the grapes, and that a piece of information was delivered by Miran Maljan. Mm. And one of the listeners wrote us a letter saying, based on what Miran said, which he thought was wrong, and Miran is here to correct it. Not correct it, but just...
elaborate.
Basically, the question is, I think Miran said last Sunday that the blessing of the grapes has nothing to do with the Feast of the Assumption of Mary, right?
Yes.
Could you tell us why you said that?
So I am partially wrong with the way I worded it. So last Sunday was the Assumption of Mary, which is where it said that not only did Mary's soul go up to heaven, it was also her body too. So she was like Jesus, where their body and their soul both rose up to heaven. And on that same day, we also celebrate the blessings of the grapes, right? And so the Assumption of Mary, obviously, this was a holiday that came after, like, you know, after Christianity, when Christianity started. But the blessing of the grapes actually goes before Christianity, and it used to be a pagan holiday, where, and it's usually celebrated around this time where, you know, it's like the
harvest.
Yeah, it's the harvest. It's a harvest festival.
Very correct.
Where the grapes was seen as the first produce, like the first fruit that, you know, was brought to the harvest. And they blessed it before the Anahid goddess, the goddess of fertility and, you know, whatsoever. That's Armenian mythology. I want to go into that. But after Christianity was introduced to Armenia in, the 4th century, so they took this holiday and they made it Christian. And they did a blessing of grapes before Jesus, before God. And so the Armenian church decided to put these two on the same day. And even though they had no connection to each other, we placed a symbolism on it a little bit. And we say that we put it with the holiday of Mary, because as grapes are the first produce, the first fruit of the harvest, Jesus was the first fruit of Mary.
Or the queen fruit. Yes, yes, absolutely. I don't see anything wrong. As you said, partially wrong. I think we should settle by that. We still should keep our friendship with our listeners. And we try to do our best to disseminate information responsibly here. Yes. And we really admire the young generation participating in this manner. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to do before I leave, Nora, asking you some questions, I'd like to just, in Armenian, say hello to Mr. Harry Tufayan. Harry gusam ezimadikunes, ais hoske guka keziev suzanin, machtanknise vorter ora lahazar. As you pari machtankne, ter ora lahazar, ye vailek aroch orer, urach orer. Շնորհակալություն ձեր բոլոր գդարած աշխատանքի եպարիքներուն։ Նորա։
So we were talking in the beginning that your semester is starting off, Seton
yes.
Hall.
Yes,
you're going into your second year, I believe.
Yeah, my sophomore year.
Doing finance.
Yeah.
So far,
yeah. You can never switch to psychology who knows.
So you were saying that there's an Armenian club apparently.
Yes.
Here. Yeah. I didn't even know that there was an Armenian club.
Yeah.
What do you guys do?
So this is interesting. You know, I'm hearing from other schools, they're like, oh, you have an Armenian club.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget that often, like, a lot of these schools don't have Armenian clubs. So at Seton Hall, we're very fortunate to have an Armenian club. And we actually have a good amount of Armenians. We have about, originally there's 13 of us, but now that we're starting the new year, there's more people coming in
okay.
and much more. And mm-hmm. so what we did before I was president, now I'm president, so we haven't started anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we always, it was more like, you know, just connecting the Armenian community together. We'd have just like an Armenian lesson, Armenian history lesson, or sometimes we'd have someone like a dead hide or someone who's visiting, or like a professor who's Armenian or knows Armenian history come in and say something.
Ooh.
Or sometimes we'll have a little fun and we'll just have like a Nardi night, not Tavle night.
And guys play Tavle.
Or Tavle and chess. And we're all like, we bring the boards and someone's always getting destroyed in chess and tavla at the same time. And
so
then
it's a great way to make new Armenian friends.
Yeah,
from Kaudasin.
Exactly, 100%. And, you know, it's also like, you know, we're learning, like, some aspects of our culture. And sometimes we'll just go out to eat, you know, like Armenians, we got
to
eat.
You guys go to Kurichan's?
Yeah, we went to Kurichan's once last semester. And sometimes we'll just pick a restaurant, everyone will vote, and we'll see what everyone wants to do, and we'll just go out, eat. And, you know, I'll have a good time. It's really good.
Have you encouraged any of them to come to join the radio station?
So I encouraged like two of them so far, but they just graduated, and this was during like all the crazy nonsense, like not nonsense, but all the crazy events that were going on in the past couple months. So there hasn't been enough like time to fit them in. But I definitely want to, now that I'm president, we did visit the radio 2 semesters ago.
Oh, nice.
So the whole club came and visited the radio.
Nice little field trip to come visit.
Now that I'm president and I'm also part of this radio, and maybe like we can link something and have some people come over and more of the whole club a couple times, and you know, they can learn about the radio and have a good time.
It's definitely good to bring the younger people to the radio station. I know, Barton, you're not that old. It's okay. Heard that. but definitely a great idea to come bring the young Armenians to the radio station.
You know what? This next song will be dedicated to the ASA, the Armenian Students Association of St. Paul University. Our program is coming to an end. We hope you enjoyed what we presented here on the radio. If you can join us next Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. And we wish you a happy and productive week.
I sivov gpageng mer aisorva haidakira kuhusang formianang kalgiragi jash jama yerku chorsaminchev.